Okie doke, Ox, it's time to have a look at West Coast 2015 season, and we're very lucky tonight. We've got the West Coast CEO, Trevor Nisbet, on the line. G'day, Trevor. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Mark.
Hey, we're looking forward to 2015 like everybody else. We want to have a look next week. Carlton, Richmond take on the first game. It's going to be great, but we're very keen and interested to see how the West Coast Eagles are going to shape up as well. Tell us about Shannon Hearn, the new captain, replaces Darren Glass. How's he looking?
Well, it obviously was a bit tricky for us. Glassy had been in the role for a long time, and we had a number of emerging leaders. But Shannon was a bit of a standout. He's embraced the job really well. I think, like most guys, when they become captain, find it a pretty daunting task when they first come in. But he's starting to understand all the responsibilities with it and really relishing the opportunity.
Trev, on reflection last year, you finished ninth, you had a Brownlow medalist, you had a first-time coach, you had some key retirements in Darren Glass and Dean Cox. How did you sum up 2014?
Well, we're probably a little disappointed, Dave, to tell you the truth. It's been well recorded that we didn't beat anyone inside the top eight when we were in a position to probably beat several of them on several occasions. So we were disappointed. We still had a glimmer of hope, but we needed other results to go for us to make the eight and then hopefully cause some mayhem if we made it. But it didn't happen, so therefore you're back to square one, and with a couple of senior retirements and an injury to Eric McKenzie this year, it's back to square one, and make sure that we improve on where we were last year.
Trevor, Adam Simpson, it was his first year last year in charge. This year, can you see a difference? I mean, you know, a lot of people take a while to get going, get comfortable in that environment. Have you seen anything change?
Yeah, I think all coaches change after their first year. Their first year is a bit of learning on the job because it's a totally different position to being an assistant as to being a senior coach. He's a quick learner. He's going really well at the present stage. And, yeah, he's doing things a little differently because I think the first year you're trying to feel your way through and find out which players will play a certain style of play for you and others that are finding it really difficult to adapt. But he's finding that out very quickly, and hopefully he can implement other things that he wants to do. And initially, you're just trying to find your way as well with a brand new group.
Trevor, well, how important is it to be top dog in the state? To have Fremantle down the road and they're finishing higher on the ladder and they're doing things quite well. How important is it to regain the number one status in WA?
Well, we'd like to be top dog out of all states, David, to tell you the truth.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, look, we... Our attitude has always been, yes, we've got a competitor at home, and that's really important, and it's good competition. You know, it's really good, a really good rivalry, and it's important for the state. But we probably don't compare ourselves too often to Fremantle. Our aim is to ensure that we focus on our club and focus on trying to beat the best in the business, and Fremantle happen to be one of those teams at the present stage. So we'll be focusing on winning games against really good quality opposition this year because we need to, and I don't think we're immune to that. I think other clubs who are in the bottom half are also looking at that as well. So we're really going to be striving to play good, consistent footy. If we do that, our build will be a lot quicker.
Trevor, I had a little birdie over your way, and in 2013 and 2014, he told us that Nick Natanui had a big hole in his groin and it was no good. When we asked you blokes that stuff, you blokes denied it, of course, and made us look stupid, but that's fine. We haven't had any word about Natanui this year. How's he tracking?
Well, there's nothing wrong with his groin. There's nothing wrong with Nick at the present stage. So I think he'll have a terrific season. You know, touch wood, everything will go well for him. He's had an injury-free lead-up this year, which is the first time that that's happened. So hopefully he will put that into action, and starting with the Bulldogs on next Saturday night, and hopefully get an opportunity to show everyone how good he is. We rate him obviously very highly, and we think he's going to be an excellent player for a number of years to come. And it's just nice to see Nick fit and healthy, and that's where he is at the moment.
Can I just ask for the final time, Trevor? 2 years ago, did he have an issue with that groin, like a big hole in the groin?
Well, I don't think you'd call it a hole in the groin. He had some issues, but it's certainly nothing that really kept him from playing, but it restricted his playing time, and that was a real problem for us because he has such a big influence on the game when he's out in the middle.
One bloke that's really taken my eye is Jeremy McGovern. Now, Trevor, you'd be sitting back looking at this player thinking, wow, this bloke might be able to do something for us that's very, very important. How does the club see Jeremy McGovern's role in 2015?
Well, it took him a while, Dave, for the penny to drop that he could really play, but you can't play if you're half fit.
Yep.
And he's got himself nice and fit. He needed to do that. He did that sort of... he had a mini pre-season when we were playing last year because he came back in poor shape. This year he came back in excellent shape. He's probably in the best shape of his career. So hopefully he'll have another good season on the back end of last year. And we're really confident that he's got the ability to hold down a key back or forward position. But, you know, he needs to gain some consistency in his
yep.
performances, like all young guys have to. But he's ready to play, that's for sure.
Give us an idea about a couple of your recruits, please, Trev. One of them from Carlton, Kane Lucas. You got him as a rookie. And also the first-round draftee, Liam Dugan. What about these two?
Well, Kane's a bit of a speculative pick. We wanted to give him another crack at it after being delisted. And, of course, he was a first-round selection with Carlton, and he has ability. It's now a matter for Kane to, I guess, improve some of the areas where certainly Carlton thought he had some weaknesses, and probably we do. And we're working on those with him, and he's making good progress. He's had a really good summer and a good start. Liam Duggan's a really good young player. He's the youngest player on our list and a first-round pick. He's a quality young man and he's a very good player, but he'll take a little bit of time because he's the youngest player we've got. So it just takes a little bit of time.
Trevor, all the news over here is to do with some of your past players in Ben Cousins and also Daniel Kerr. Does the club have responsibility for them anymore, or does Ben or Daniel have any contact with the club as of now?
Well, the contact's minimal, David. I'd prefer not to discuss any of those issues at all, but look, we'll help them wherever we can, and obviously it's up to those two guys to try and get their house in order. But there's so many people who want to help, and
yep.
Hopefully we can in the future.
And last one, Trev, in regards to clubs needing to be propped up, I think last week or maybe even this week you said that some football clubs in the AFL are delusional if they keep on going down this path that they're going down. Can you tell our listeners what you think needs to happen?
Yeah, I'm very serious about that, Mark. I think, you know, I've always believed that there's enough revenue in the game if we use it wisely, and I don't think we have in the past. I think clubs now are starting to realise that there's not a bottomless pit for everyone just to put their hand in when there's poor decisions made. So we all need to be responsible for making sure we run a good business, and I think that makes sense to all the businesses out there that, you know, you can't budget for one thing and lose money and expect someone to bail you out. I think that's a very poor business model, and I'm hoping that our business models are changing so that we can all be profitable in the future, and let's hope the industry as a whole is profitable so that everyone benefits.
Now, these days you can sync the entire Eagles fixture to your phone at ecalworld.com or by heading to westcoasteagles.com.au. We can also sign up as a 2015 member, and I reckon you could probably still do with a few of those. Trev, thanks so much for your time. Good luck in 2015.
Yeah, thanks, Trev.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, and thanks, Dave.